let's go to our next guest. He's on the eve of a big clash himself, but he's going to talk a little bit about what's happened in reverse. What happened last weekend in the NFL? His name is Josh Jenkins, and he joins us now. JJ, how are you?
Good, thank you, fellas. How are you?
Yes.
Hang on, you got a hanky? Yeah, the sniffles, JJ. You right?
It's that time of year, mate. It's supposed to be spring, and it was about 7 degrees yesterday.
Yeah. No, well, but is it hay fever, is it?
I had
a cold.
I had a cold. It wasn't too much.
Because I get hay fever. We've got this tree out the front. I go out the front, straight away I get the sniffles.
Mm. Well,
a bit of Clarence
on. To be honest, it was Tuesday, which was Monday Night Football in America, so put two and two together, and I just thought I'd jump on the couch for a few hours.
That's what's happened, JJ.
Well, Scotty Thompson was asked about your health. Here's his reply.
Honestly, he needs to toughen up a bit.
Oh, no.
He's got a cold. He's got a sore ankle, mate. Just get out there and play.
Oh, no.
There you go. Just a cup of cement and harden up from Scotty Thompson.
Trust me, there's not too much. There's not a lot of love coming from the boys at the club when you get sick, as you fellas would well know.
So. You'd be right.
Yeah, all right,
let's talk NFL.
How did you see the first weekend, round one? I'll tell you what, how many close games was it? I think there were six or seven games that were decided by less than 2 points. And now that I'm on the Cardinals bandwagon, how about my boys? They missed a dead set field goal to win the match.
Yeah, phenomenal. That was the game of the weekend. And mostly because Tom Brady's suspended for everything that's not there, the Patriots. Now they didn't have any of their offensive line, which is an important part of football. They didn't have their superstar quarterback. They didn't have the best tight end who's ever played, Rob Gronkowski. And they went into a Super Bowl contenders venue and beat them.
Wow.
So that just shows, I guess, Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time, and you can never underestimate. He was just able to be resourceful and find a way to get the Pats a win, because that was the one everyone just conceded that New England were going to lose.
So the greatest coach of all time, better than that Green Packers snoozer that's got all those quotes, Lombard.
Vince Lombardi. Lombardi. Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, better than him.
He's well on his way. It's hard for me. I was older than alive when Vince Lombardi was going around.
Well, they have named a trophy after him, JJ. It was a pretty big call.
Well, I guess in fairness to Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick's come on the scene 30 years later. It's a bit hard for him to rename the trophy.
Good point.
But, I mean, Belichick's proven and time again that you just can't, everything runs through New England. They haven't got Tom Brady. Some people say Belichick's nothing without Brady, but he was pretty good without him on the weekend.
So the LA Rams had a big build-up moving back to LA. They moved from St. Louis. They got smoked. They were terrible, JJ.
The only good thing about this game is that it actually wasn't the opener in LA. They actually played up in San Francisco. The Niners were the team that, I mean, I guess it's still a long, long, long way from Australia, but the Niners do have a lot of Australian followers because they are they have been the closest team to Australia. And the Rams have moved out to LA, and they were just terrific. And their number one overall quarterback that they took in the draft, he wasn't even dressed to play. He's the number three quarterback, which is the first time in about 8 years, I think it is, that's ever happened. And scary signs for LA, even though it's week one, because they got pounded and they didn't score.
You know, it's a great segment when you get a number of texts straight away. We're interacting 1-999-1395. This is Stu from Cowandilla. G'day, boys. Can you ask JJ about the Minnesota Vikings? Just want to know, where the hell are they at?
Well, they were poised to be Super Bowl contenders, and then their franchise quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, apparently snapped just gruesomely. He's got a torn ACL, but there was some other damage at practice. He did that about 4 or 5 days before the season opener. And they say that this is only reports through ESPN that the paramedics, when he had done his injury, did such a good job that they saved his leg. So I'm not sure. Wow. It must have been some other nerve type damage. But he was their starting quarterback. So they made a trade 2 days before the season. But I'm not sure. What was the name of the man who sent that text in?
That is Hugh from Cowandilla.
It must be the closest fan, because they actually come out in the weekend and had a sensational road win against Tennessee. So
all
hope's not lost for the Vikings.
Okay, 1-999-1395. Stu got that one wrong. This is Fred. Cam Newton, your favourite player, was filmed flossing his teeth on the sidelines. Josh, give me a break. That's from Fred.
He's in my top three. He's not my favourite, but
okay.
Yeah, that was interesting. But he said he was eating oranges at halftime. So.
He got some orange in his teeth.
Dental hygiene is very important, Josh.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. You look good, you feel good, you look good, you play good. That's what they say. I mean, it didn't actually. That motto didn't live true because the Panthers got beaten. But yeah, it was a strange thing to see. And
yeah.
Cam Newton, he's a superstar, MVP. He sort of beats the tune of his own drum.
Do you sort of live by that motto? Feel good, look good, play good?
I know
you have the nice haircut every now and then. You had the orange boots on last week.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I got the two-coloured boots. So yeah, subscribe to that, fellas.
Okay, sure. No, that's good. No, not there's anything wrong with that. If that's the way you roll, that's fine. I know you watch a fair few games. Let's just have a listen to this little highlight here and just tell me if you can recognise what was happening.
Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Look out. Here comes the blue coat, Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from
coat.
The left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Goofball with a hat. How's that, JJ?
Yeah, that's actually Kevin Harlan of.
I loved it.
He works. He does some really good NBA stuff. He's well known for. He's got a few cliches. In the NBA, he does commentary for TNT in the NBA, and he's actually one of my two. You think I've set this up? He's one of my one or two favorite commentators, and I thought that was excellent the way he portrayed that streak because. On TV, they chose not to show it or talk about it, so it was quite refreshing.
Well, that was outstanding.
I knew you
that
would appreciate that. Hey, just quickly before we let you go, who else impressed you over the first round?
The actual Oakland Raiders, they were very gutsy. They could be a team that you could jump on board. So they were, they scored with only a few seconds left on the clock, and instead of taking the easy extra point and tying the game up and going to overtime, the coach said, no, we're going for two. We're going to win the game right here, right now, and go home. And that's what they did, and they converted the two-point play and jumped on the plane and went home winners.
How good's that?
You like that?
Hey, JJ, we've got to let you go, our US sports expert. Before we do, we had a topic today for our listeners. The Crows will. You've got to finish the sentence. So the Crows will.
Crows will. Geez, you put them on the spot. The Crows will get
just
the job done.
Get the job done. That's all we want to hear,
great
JJ.
Work, Josh. Good luck, mate. I hope you have a cracking weekend. We'll be following you very closely.
Appreciate it. I'll speak next week.
What was mine? The Crows will win in a heart stopper. Texan will kick five. What was yours?
Mine was that the Crows will have too many Jets up forward, too many of the big guns up there, and they'll go on to play the Dangerfields the next week. They're not calling him Geelong anymore. No. Just, it just revolves
the
around one guy. So.
They're playing for the Dangerfield Cup next
week. Should also give a bit of a shout-out to Tommy Lynch. It was his
T-shirt.
Birthday today.
How old's T-shirt?
Oh, I'd be 25, perhaps.
Did you ring him?
Oh, I sent him a nice little message.
Oh,
so JJ and Tommy in the huddle, of course, the podcast. If you haven't listened
Happy
to it,
birthday.
It's very good. And
to
Tom, I hope you're having a good day.